All right, what's it going to be?
The old Johnny Don't Come Home Dry.
That's a good one.
Welcome to another edition of Possum's Big Fiddle Show. We're here live at the Wheatland Music Organization Campground right before the Wheatland Music Festival. This band here, I believe, is called the Pickers of Destruction. Isn't that right, Wichita?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
All right, right. Hey, I got Wichita here on the guitar. I got Pat here on the piano.
Hi, folks.
Got Chris Germain here on the fiddle, and I'm your host, Charlie Possum Walden. What are we going to do now, boys?
We can play Beautiful Waltz.
Okay, all right. I think we should play the Red Fox Waltz.
That's
indeed.
A beauty.
Yep. Here we go. 2, 3, 1, 2. Let's play that part again. What do you say? Folks, our hotline is open right now. Just call this number right here at the bottom of your screen. Call it right now. Leave us a message. We'll put you on the next episode of Possum's Big Fiddle Show. What do we got now, boys? How about something in 6/8 time? The old Irish Washerwoman.
That would be a great, great tune.
Man, that's a classic. We played it on 7 continents. That'd be a G. Would you demonstrate for us?
County Cork.
Yeah.
That's right, that's right. Let's play the Donegal version.
CGCG.
Yeah.
CGCG. Last word right there. Call the hotline right now. Request line is open. Okay.
One more time.
Let's try that one more time. We're going to get it right this time. You know, sometimes the old possum has so many tunes in his brain that the right one doesn't come out. But this time we're going to get it for sure. I've locked that into my memory banks. Here we go. You know, folks, when you're putting some meat out on the old barbecue, and you got to dress it up right at the last. I'm talking about say you got a slab of ribs and you've grilled them up, it's nice and slow though. You know, not like they would do in New England or somewhere where they just burn them up or something. I mean, nice and slow. You know.
You know the thing I like about Stubbs barbecue sauce, the original recipe, is it'll take an average cut of meat and make it great.
Now, where is
you read my mind. You read my mind.
Where does that sauce come from,
Well,
Charlie?
This sauce, I believe, comes from Texas, I believe. Let's see here.
Kansas City.
No, I don't think so. Read it. Austin, Texas, buddy.
that's barbecue.
That's really good. That's you know, great. I think I'm going to have a big I think I'm going to have Charlie, a swing at it. Swing at it.
Uh-oh. A brawl is breaking your head.
Oh, thank you. Marital difficulties.
It's not sanitary.
You get some backwash in the barbecue sauce. That'll ruin them.
But anyway, Stubbs barbecue sauce. It's your best bet when you're grilling some meat. Hey, let's play a little bit of... something in C. What do you got in C? Pike Peak?
Let's do that one.
Let's do that one. Let's try that.
Thank you.
You know, another thing that Stubbs barbecue sauce goes well on are those La Fiesta.
You think we should chips. Break those out, put a bowl of that, and just dunk Stubbs barbecue sauce?
Put them in a bowl and just pour the sauce.
Right, I think that would violate a lot of FCC rules.
A lot of rules of that kind.
Hey, you know, Pat and I, I don't know if you realize, but Pat and I this summer were out at the Rocky Mountain Old Time Music. Chroma, Central Rocky Old Time Music Association Festival. And I made a little video while we were there, just walking around the campground. I'm going to show that right now, so we're going to take a little break. Y'all watch this little video clip. We'll be right back. All right, so the festival hadn't started yet, but we're going to do a little walk around here just to see what the grounds looks like. It's a better way than until all the tents and campers and RVs are packed into this tiny spot. Here's our campsite. Come right over here. Of course, these are essential items anywhere you go. There's our camp over there. See if I can zoom in. See Pat. There's Pat. Yep, I can see her. And there, our buddy Gordon, we just met. He's camped right next to us. Let's walk around and see what we can find here. All right, here we go. Now, they have a really unique feature here. They have housing for their guest artists in these really cool teepees. And these are not your average canvas teepee. They've got tar paper on the outside. These are permanent structures with electricity, lamps, double beds, lofts. They are really spectacular. Let's see if we can go inside this one and take a quick look here. See what we got. All right, let's see here. So, I like the look of things so far. There's a nice nightlight to greet you when you come back. And this is number 5. Let's see what's in here. Nobody in here yet? Anybody in here? See if I can find a light switch. There's one right there. Hey, look at that. Now, isn't this cool? You got your fan. You got these vents that open here. And at night, it cools off. It's pretty hot here today. Actually, it's about in the 90s, but it's a dry heat, as they say in the West. It's not like our Midwestern heat where you'd be sweating through your clothes in 10 seconds, but it's a pretty nice setup here. Really rustic, but very, very comfortable. Even have a carpet on the floor here. Let's see, I don't think there's a light up in this loft, so I'll pass on that. By gosh, they even have a regulation up to code smoke alarm here. All right, so that's the tent, TP-ominiums, I think they call them. Pretty nice. So if you're ever invited to play at this festival, you might end up staying in one of these things. There's a little clutch of RVs, but they say tomorrow, and I'll come back and visit this again, but this will all be filled in. Here's your tent camping area over here. And let's just walk on. Man, it's pretty here and nice. It's early evening. I think it's about 6 o'clock, something like that. It's starting to cool off there. You can see where the sun is. It's starting to cool off nice already, actually, if you stay in the trees. Of course, you know I have an aversion to work, so I'm not going to perspire or anything like that. Don't go crazy. But people came today, and this is the 9th year of the festival, so they've got it down to a science. They came and set up a lot of their facility just starting at noon today. So there's a bunch of banjos over there. Yeah, that's a portent of things to come. Portent. Here's another portent. It's a tent. That's cool. That's on one of those cruiser vehicles, I believe. Howdy. Another one of these teepees. There's a bunch of these things. 7 or 8 of them, I think. But apparently, according to Bob, who runs the festival, as one of the founders, this was set up by a gentleman named Parrish many years ago, in the 50s and 60s, as an RV park for Western square dancers. We're pretty far off the beaten path, too. I'm not sure how far in from Highway 25 we are toward the mountains, but it's a fur piece, and there's quite a lot of gravel road driving to get here. But this was set up, you know,
If you don't know about Western square dancing, that's what this park was originally designed for, as an RV park and getaway for Western square dancers. And if you don't know, you should look up a fellow named Lloyd Shaw, who was the father of Western square dancing in Colorado, was in fact ground zero for Western style square dancing. And you know, the kind with the big skirts and the men in their calico, in their checkered shirts with their string ties. That's the kind of thing we're talking about with Western style square dancing. Here are some people attending the festival. I'm going to go up into the dance hall here. There might not be quite enough light. Hello.
Good though.
Yeah, it does.
Here's someone many people know.
Hello. Getting the sound dialed in.
Joe Bass. How you doing, Joe? Good to see you.
Yeah. Are you documenting your...
I'm documenting our visit here to the festival here. Man, what a nice hall, huh?
This is the greatest hall to do sound in.
It's incredible.
It sounds so good in here.
And this floor, Bob was telling me, like, there's big logs under this floor, so like...
Yeah, it has the perfect amount of
bounce. It bounces people, but doesn't go through, which is good too, you know. Man, what? And I love this Thomas organ over here. It reminds me of the Lowry Genie they used to play in the mall when I was a kid. Got some bongos for later too, if we want to do a kind of a 60s thing. Actually, there's two, seems to be two sets of bongos, so that might be a thing here. We just don't know. But as I said, this was a square dance hall for Western-style square dancing in the 50s and 60s. And man, there are some great photographs here. Check this out. With the mountain range in the back, everybody in their best Western square dancing outfits. I mean, these photographs are incredible. This is like Lloyd Shaw Central here. Look at these outfits, man. This might be the coolest place I've been to in a long time. Check that out. Beautiful clouds in the background. Man, there's one with a kid on a horse, too. Let's see if I can find it. There we go. Even got a picture of square dancers and a kid on a horse. You can't beat that with a stick. All right, let's see if we can go out this way. Teddy Roosevelt, of course, one of our great presidents. There he is. Got a nice banner from the Bicentennial. Wow! From 1976. Holy cow. I was just a year out of high school then, so these photographs are just awesome. Man, I'm going to have to come back with my real camera and just snap a few. All right, so that's the dance hall. And let's see if we can get down these stairs without injuring ourselves. Wait a minute. Hey. Is that Barry White?
D'Angelo. It's all time, all the time, starting tomorrow.
I love it. All right, here we go. All right, let's see if we can see the rest of the facility here. There's a building over there. Lots of beautiful, nice trees. Is this an aspen tree by any chance?
Cottonwood.
Cottonwood, okay, thanks.
Later.
Yep. So I wasn't totally dead wrong then. Oh yeah.
Hence the name.
So this is, you're going to just screw this one, huh?
How many do you need?
All right, this is the family camping area. More porta potties, of course. Hope you're enjoying this little walk around. We even got a gentleman with a really elaborate, fancy telescope here. Let's go over and talk to him. I'm going to guess you can look through this telescope later tonight. and see what's going on. That is one heck of a telescope. Nice telescope.
Thank you.
Sorry I'm videoing you. I hope you don't mind. What kind of telescope is that?
This is a Meade LX90. Yeah. It's a Schmidt-Cassegrain telescope.
Nice. Can the regular denizens of the festival look through it later when you have it set up? Well, you have a place
actually,
where...
what I'm setting up is that it'll display onto my computer, so... Mm-hmm.
You can just gather around. Oh, okay. I'm Charlie, by the way. Charlie Walden.
Joe Eisen.
Joe, nice to meet you.
And I, full disclosure, this belongs to my university.
Okay.
I have my own scopes. I have several.
Sure.
But I have one which is bigger than this, which is just arriving, because this is the Summer of the Planets.
Ah, really? The Summer of the Planets. What's that about?
Well, in a single night, you can see Mercury. You can actually see them all if you want to stay up all night.
Really?
But the ones that are really good this summer, you'll see Jupiter just after sunset and Venus.
Do you need a telescope of this quality to see them?
These are all naked eye planets, but to see the disk.
Yeah, of course, right. What about binoculars? Do they help at all? Or
You might be able to make out.
Not some. But for sure you can see the dot, naked eye.
You can see, it looks like a bright star.
Yeah, yeah.
But every 15 years, Mars gets really close.
And this is it.
And this is the year.
Wow.
At the end of the month. So it's almost at its peak.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I hope you don't...
Again.
Okay, Pat, stand here with me. So, here's Pat, and so that concludes our brief initial tour of the campground. Here's Pat again, of the campground at Chroma. More later. Here's something cool. It's a little outdoor kitchen they've got set up. I say there's a public telephone here, too, but no, this is cool. You can do your dishes, you can put stuff in the fridge, you can use the microwave oven to make that midnight bag of microwave popcorn. Also, the shack.
But watch out.
I like because some Indian, Native American, came and drew these runes on this teepee, obviously. Oh, wow. Check them out. Oh, and then we've got local flora and fauna. I guess this would be fauna as opposed to flora. Got a big batch of turkeys over here. No, I'm not referring to humans. These are actual turkeys. And there's a load of them. This is what I'd call a flock of turkeys. Wow. Big ones, little ones. Look at all the babies running. That is really cool. That is very cool.
So yeah, that was quite a tour through the campground there at the Chroma Music Festival, the Central Rocky Mountain Old Time Music Association. Man, if you ever get out there, I tell you, it's a great little festival. Great lineup of musicians. They have different food truck every day. You're kind of out in the middle of nowhere. It's south of Fort Collins, I believe. And the little town there is called Bertha, Colorado. Hmm. They got a couple microbreweries there. Colorado's kind of this cool mix of place. It's equal parts sort of liberal hippies and survivalists, could we say. it's a nice mix.
Kind of butting heads.
They coexist.
Cool.
They coexist. Okay. It's a cross section of America there. I like it. Yep. Colorado. You know. It's a purple state.
Yep.
Well, let's go out with one tune. You know, I was just up in Canada. I don't know if you read that anywhere.
I saw that on social media.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, it wasn't in the New York Times yet, was it? There were some bigger stories, I think, over the last week. But anyway, I was up in Canada. I was up at the 43rd annual Pembroke Step Dance and Fiddle Championship. And I ran into Jason Marshall. Giving a shout out to you, Jason, at Valley Heritage Radio. Got this nice cap. And he calls this Valley Plaid, by the way. I think it's kind of like Hunter or Lumberjack Plaid. That used to be a big lumbering area up there. But so, wearing your hat, I'm going to wear it all around for the next year, Jason. So you'll see this all. Just follow my Instagram, Charlie Walden on Instagram. You'll see this hat all over the place. So we're going to finish up with what most of us here in the States think of as the Canadian national anthem. The St. Anne's Reel. All Americans play this tune, but we know it's Canadian. So let's play a little bit of it in D. What do you say? We'll take her on out. Thanks, everybody. Kids.